Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning. Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. Brian Ott, alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
Yes, and so thanks for tuning in, number one. Number two, this week's show is going to be kind of a carryover from last week's show.
Part two.
Yeah. So for those of you that maybe missed that, you can grab last week's show on our podcast at the website of 525longtermcare.com. And again, what we were talking about is, you know, you hear the ads, we promote the classes, because again, we believe that you have to start with education and really understand, number one, what is long-term care insurance?
Yeah.
Why do I even need to consider it? What does a long-term care situation really look like? And a lot of people are just surprised because a family member ends up there and then they're like, wow, this is a lot more complex. They're thinking the doctors are going to help them or their Medicare insurance is going to help them. And then they find out that, no, you're on your own.
It's a very helpless situation when it just happens like that.
Yeah. So we were talking last week a little bit about some of the stuff we go over in our class. This week, we're going to extend on that show and just really go over the different types of programs that are available out there for long-term care insurance. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're just tuning in and you know anybody that had long-term care insurance, odds are they probably saw a rate increase.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these people, you know, we always get somebody at our class, right? My aunt, my uncle, somebody, my mom, my dad, my grandparents had a long-term care insurance policy and it never paid out. Well, that to me, I always kind of just blow that off to a degree, because the same thing is if you came up to me and you said, hey, I'm not going to invest in the stock market because, you know, my uncle bought a stock and he lost, like, you know, all his money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what stock did he buy? Would be your first question, right? And so it's the same thing with long-term care insurance. Well, what plan did you have? It's not a standard plan out there. There were hundreds of companies that offered long-term care insurance. Remember, this started in the 1970s. We actually invented long-term care insurance. It started with the Fireman's Fund, believe it or not.
It was somewhat like the Wild Wild West with it, really.
Well, the idea was sound, right? It was long-term care. I mean, back in the day in the 70s, it was like my great-grandmother, she just went from her home to a nursing home and spent her life there and passed away. And that was very common. There wasn't really the assisted living. You know, the family took care of her and stopped in and checked with her and did what you could until you couldn't. And then you might spend 6 months or a year in a nursing home. That was it. But it was expensive back then. So what happened is people started living longer. They said, hey, we need to kind of find a way to maybe insure against that risk. And so that's where the actual name was nursing home insurance, long-term care. So we still see that today where people will say, oh, I don't want to go to a nursing home. But what's happened in our country is, you know, we see this need for it, and they invented this program in the 70s, and it has just grown and grown and grown. And when we were at our peak in around 2000, there were like 120-some companies, like 127 companies that were selling long-term care insurance contracts. And now we're down to really less than 10, and on the traditional side, and we have a handful, maybe 5 or 6 decent companies that sell these asset or hybrid-based plans. And so today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the difference in these types of plans and why you might use one versus the other, and really what's happened to evolve to get us to the point where we have all these options. Because we have fewer companies today than we've ever had as far as offering long-term care insurance. But this is really one of the best times because we have more options, more ways to fund them.
And the stronger companies are the ones that have stuck around.
Absolutely.
The ones that are really committed to it.
Yeah, the people, and quite frankly, the other thing that's really changed in the last decade is the available data that we have. We have all these supercomputers now that are keeping track of, you know, they know how long people live now. They know that what the real risk is. The actuarial science is just so much better. So back in the day, they were kind of guessing, looking at disability charts and looking at life insurance, life tables and looking at things like that. And we're back to the point now where we've got so much data with these supercomputers that the insurance companies have really dialed it in. They know what to expect on interest rate returns now, which they kind of missed the mark on. So we're actually in a very good position now because we have a lot of programs and we're seeing new programs come out all the time. Every couple of years, we get another program that comes out, which is kind of good. But let's start off one of the there's a couple big things that have really changed. And in the landscape of long-term care planning, one thing that we got in 2012 here in the state of Washington was our Washington State Partnership Program. And what this simply says is that if I have a traditional long-term care insurance plan and I use that money up, and again, we were talking about this last week, picture a bucket of money. So I have this bucket of money, and whatever that number is whatever number you design. But let's say it was $200,000 of long-term care insurance. I spent all that money paying for care, and I'm still alive. I still need care. What the state partnership program simply says is, guess what? Now you can apply for Medicaid, and you don't have to spend all your assets down. You can keep an additional $200,000 of assets because that's how much your insurance company paid out. So it's a dollar for dollar match on what the insurance company paid out on your behalf. You get to protect and still end up on Medicaid. So the difference is, if you're a single person in the state of Washington, you're limited to $2,000 of liquid assets. Today, you could have, if you had that same $200,000 long-term care insurance plan, you would have the $2,000 the state lets you keep, and you get to keep an additional $200,000. So you won't be broke when you get help from Medicaid. So that's the state partnership program. And again, that started in 2012. It reciprocates with almost, I think it's like 44 states right now we reciprocate with, meaning that if I take out my plan here in Washington and I move to Arizona, that I'm going to be covered down there under their state partnership program as well, too. The second big thing that happened that was just, I mean, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Pension Protection Act 2010. So President Bush signed this bill in 2006. It went into effect in 2010. The idea of the bill was to protect pensions and just give us a little bit more security on the retirement income. However, inside this huge act, there's a chapter in there that they're talking about long-term care insurance contracts. And the biggest thing that it did is it removed some of the tax issues, meaning that I don't have to pay taxes on this perceived gain inside this contract. And what did that mean? Well, if I gave $100,000 to the insurance company and they said, well, we're going to give you $300,000 of long-term care insurance starting today, really what the IRS was saying is like, look, your $100,000 is earning interest, which is really just buying an insurance contract inside that plan. So you've got to pay tax on that. So they removed that, number one. Number two, they allowed us to use a 1035 exchange, which means I can exchange another asset, either an annuity or a life insurance policy, into a long-term care plan. Now, why would I do that? Well, an annuity, let's say that I put $50,000 into my annuity 25 years ago, and now it's worth $150,000. If I use that $150,000 for long-term care, I would have to pay tax on it. If I use it for anything, I have to pay tax on the gain because I only put 50 in it. It's earned 100. I have to claim that as income. What the Pension Protection Act said is you can take that $150,000 annuity, put it into a Pension Protection Act approved long-term care plan, and now when you go on claim, you can pull all of that money out tax-free. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that it did there. And so now you can get leverage too. So that's really, if you have an annuity, that's where these asset-based plans really work. And then the other thing it did is same thing with life insurance. Mm-hmm. If I bought a whole life insurance or a policy that has cash value, and maybe I've got $50,000 of premiums in there, but it's worth $75,000, I can move all of that money into a long-term care contract, pull it all out tax-free now. I don't have to pay any taxes on it. So it gave us a lot of different ways to fund these new plans. So we're going to head into our first break here, but we'll stick around because when we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about the different traditional asset-based and hybrid-based plans. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, you just heard some ads. We do have a couple of classes coming up on Saturday, May 18th, that's next Saturday, believe it or not, and then the following Monday, May 20th, we are going to have an asset-based class. All the information on those classes are on our homepage at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, the classes are free. Everybody gets a book, a guide to long-term care planning, and it's just really a great way to come in and learn about some of the stuff, like today, what we're talking about, the difference in these different types of plans.
Mm-hmm. And see examples of how they work.
Exactly. Yeah, so again, 525longtermcare.com. Is where you can sign up for that. And again, if you missed our show last week, you can go to our website and pull up the podcast, or you can get the application for it, you know, on your radio, whatever, on your phone, and listen to those, because that allows us to then, you know, catch up with like this week's show, because these two shows are going to be tied together. So I think it's really going to make a lot of sense for everybody out there.
Yeah.
We're talking about the different types of plans, and I think one of the things that we need to understand is that long-term care insurance isn't a plan anymore. There's not just one way to do it, right? It's kind of like life insurance. I could have a term policy, I can have a whole life policy, I can have a universal life policy. They all have some different benefits and different reasons why you would have a plan. Well, long-term care insurance really started out as what we're going to call the traditional types of plans, and this was in 1974 that it started. The Fireman's Fund became GE, which eventually became Genworth. They are still the largest servicer of traditional long-term care plans. And when I say traditional, what I mean by that is they work like other insurance that we have, meaning we're going to pay a premium, and as long as we pay that premium, that insurance is in force. And I mean, basically, all of the companies we're going to pay until we go on claim. So that's one thing with the traditional plan. We do have one exception. There is a company that just brought out what we call a 10-pay, which means if I make 10 annual payments, I'm fully paid up.
A limited pay.
That's right. And it's a traditional plan. There used to be a lot of those out there, but basically there's just one now, and that's really designed as a corporate or an executive carve-out because C corporations can write off 100% of those premiums. So as a general rule, though, a traditional plan is just going to be, I'm going to set up a plan and I'm going to pay until I go on claim. So that could be really good if I go on claim early. And if I live to be like 99 and I take it out when I'm 50, it could be really bad because I'm going to be paying these premiums to keep this policy in force. Here's the problem with these traditional plans. The payments are not guaranteed.
And we hear it all the time. You know, rates are increasing.
Rates are increasing, article after article after article. And there's a couple things that happened on this. A lot of the plans that were taken out in the late 90s, early 2000s, the insurance companies were banking on a 4% return on their cash reserves. Because you got to realize what you're doing when you pay a premium, most of that money is going into cash reserves to pay benefits down the road. And so they're sitting there looking at this saying, wow, we're planning on 3 or 4%. Interest return. Well, what happened to the bond market? Rates went to the floor. So the insurance companies just didn't get that return they thought. So that's part of the problem. Number two, guess what happened? We are living longer in long-term care situations. The average claim went from 3 years a decade ago to up to 4 years now, and it's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, cognitive issues. Cognitive issues are really stretching out the high end of the claim. So people like my grandmother go on claim and they use every single dollar of benefit out of their plan because they live long enough. So there's been really quite a few things that have affected the payment increases for people that have the older plans. But remember, the payments are not guaranteed on a traditional plan. They could go up. How do I set up a traditional plan? A traditional plan is going to pay me a benefit generally of, say, $2,000 to maybe $10,000 is where most of the companies offer. So that means if I want to set up a plan, I could get $2,000 a month today for, you know, 2 years up to a lifetime of benefit, or it could be $10,000 a month for 2 years or up to a lifetime of benefit. And then I can also tweak it and put inflation growth riders on it, which is important for younger people because what that allows us to do is grow that monthly benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm 50 today, what's that $6,000 going to feel like when I'm 70? So that's the idea. So we generally have a wide range of how we set these plans up. And again, the payments for traditional plans are ongoing, except for our 110 pay option. And the great thing about these plans, though, is if I'm a C corporation, I can write 100% of the payments off. If I have a health savings account, I can deduct part of the premiums based on my age. If I'm a business owner, I can deduct part of the premiums based on my age. And so there's still a place for these traditional plans. And also, they work with the state partnership plan. Remember, I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. Traditional plans are the only plans that work with the state partnership plan.
So these are really good for people with maybe a smaller estate or just something that they want to protect, like their house or an asset that they want to protect.
Yeah, so a lot of people are surprised, you know, because these plans are use it or lose it. And when you're going to learn about the asset base here in just a minute, but a lot of people say, well, why would anybody do a traditional plan? Well, imagine that you're a school teacher. You've got a really good pension. You've got Social Security. Maybe you've got a small or nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be an ideal situation for a traditional state partnership plan because we could set up a bucket of money that would protect all of your assets. So let's say you got $400,000 in your IRA, but you got a lifetime pension and Social Security coming in. So you can afford those ongoing payments and you can protect those assets. And so that's where we use these. And again, like or you said, somebody that just maybe has $100,000 and the difference is we're going to get a very small bucket of money put in place. But the idea is if I use $100,000 of long-term care insurance and I run out, I can protect $100,000 of my retirement account so I'm not completely broke. So traditional plans pay as you go. There's fewer than 10 companies that offer these plans out there right now. We work with maybe three of them, to be honest with you, because there's just some of the companies we're just not going to represent. And I'm not going to say who that is on the air, but we'll let you know because we'll give you the information. You can go read the shareholder minutes and you'll see that you have to be very aware of who you're signing up with because you may have this plan and you may be paying these premiums for a long time. Now let's transition to that because there's really two types of plans out there. There's the traditional or there's the asset base, also known as hybrid or linked benefits. Linked benefits, as in the IRS says, it's a linked benefit plan, meaning I'm linking long-term care insurance with another benefit. So a linked benefit plan just is, they've really been around like 30 years, but again, because of the tax issues, they haven't been that popular.
But that's what the Pension Protection Act did.
Exactly. So in 2010, it erased all that. So now what we're seeing, we've seen a handful of really good insurance companies come out with these plans, and this is where we're seeing the most development on new plans out there and new options. So number one thing about an asset-based plan is it's going to pay you back even if you don't use it. And that's what I mean. Just the client of the week last week, the client of the week this week, we've got another one. It's not win, you know, use it or lose it. It's win, lose, or draw, meaning regardless of what happens, there's going to be some value into this plan. So that's the number one thing that they all have in common. And they're going to do this through two different avenues. So again, the IRS says we're going to link some long-term care insurance with another benefit. That other benefit could be a death benefit, as in a life insurance policy, or it could be an annuity, as in cash value. Now, that being said, I want everybody to listen to this. This is not a life insurance policy that I'm just putting a 101G rider on and a chronic care rider and going to use for long-term care if I need it. And it's not an annuity that I'm just going to use, you know, tax-free. The values in the annuity or the values in the life insurance is simply there to return the premium to the estate if I don't use it. So I put a chunk of money into my plan. I don't use it. I'm going to get that money back. If I can get the tax-free death benefit, I want that because that means any growth in that plan comes back tax-free. However, the long-term care benefit is a true 7702 rider, which says that's a true long-term care insurance plan that could have a lifetime of benefit. So we're not limited to the death benefit, or we're not limited to the cash value in the annuity on these plans. And that's the, I think, the misnomer. I hear a lot of advisors and attorneys talking about these new products that are just an annuity or life insurance that you use for long-term care. That's not really true. That's a little bit of a misrepresentation.
Mm-hmm.
The annuity, the life insurance is just simply there to return the premium back to the estate, but the long-term care insurance is completely separate. It could be a lifetime coverage, meaning I will never run out of that long-term care benefit. The number of ways to fund these plans is just staggering, and I think this is what people need to understand, is that I can walk in with a single deposit and walk away, one and done, I'm done. I can come in with a smaller deposit and have annual payments, so I can say I'm going to put less money into my plan up front and make some annual payments over time, and I can just do all of it in annual payments, and I can do that in 10 payments, like we did our client of the week last week. We can do 20 payments, or we can do a continuous pay, which is what traditional plans are, meaning I will pay until I go on claim. Anytime I have a pay-as-you-go type of plan, though, there's going to be some kind of waiver of premium built into that plan, meaning if I've got a 10-year payment plan and I'm on claim 5 years, I'm not going to make all 10 payments.
Yeah, and this is why these plans are called asset-based. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to come in with a big asset to set it up. It means that you're buying an asset. This plan that you're setting up is now an asset of yours because that money is still there for you to use even if you don't end up on long-term care.
That's right. That's such a valid point. And one of the great things about these asset and hybrid-based plans is there's so many different ways to fund them. Our most popular way is using an IRA account or a 401k account, because we can take that qualified money, move a lump sum over into a long-term care insurance plan, and spread the taxes out over 20 years. You're not hit with a big distribution up front. And that distribution that we're spreading out over 20 years counts as required minimum distributions. You can use savings, CDs, you can do a 1035 exchange with life insurance or annuities. You can use a reverse mortgage. You can make payments. And also, if you're making payments, like on my plan, making payments as you go, we can separate out part of this premium and deduct that for business owners or through a health savings account, just like we can traditional plans. So we have a tremendous amount of flexibility when we design these hybrid or these asset-based plans. But ultimately, the reason why people want these plans is because if I don't use them, my money's not wasted. It's coming back. I'm always going to get that money back to the estate. And I just didn't flush that money down the toilet. And that's what people are worried about. So again, traditional plans, pay as I go. Once I go on claim, those payments stop. Asset-based plans, I can pay lump sum. I can do a small lump sum and some payments over time. I can do all payments over time, but I also have the option of doing limited payment options, 10 payments or 20 payments. I have some carriers that will do 5 or 15 years, so there's a wide variety of ways to fund these plans. So we're going to head into our second break here, and when we come back, I've got a client of the week. I'm going to show you how we set up an asset-based plan with a one-and-done payment, and I'll show you why. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. And they didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. Again, the ads you're going to hear up there, we got a couple of classes coming up. Next Saturday is our standard long-term care planning class, 9 a.m. kickoff over in Bellevue. And then on the following Monday, on the 20th, is our asset-based class. And the real distinction between the two, we're going to talk about these traditional plans that we've been talking a little bit about in the show on our regular class. And we kind of leave that part out on the asset-based. The asset-based plan, we're going to stay focused on the asset base or the hybrid plans, the plans that are guaranteed to pay you back, and we're going to give you a few more examples. But outside of that, you're going to learn all the basic information of both classes. So sign up for the one that suits you best for time. And again, the classes are free. We just ask you to sign up because we have limited space, and it helps us keep a head count. And then if you need to change, just let us know, and we'll open that seat back up for somebody.
It really helps because we do get some waiting lists, especially when we only have, like this month, we're only doing 2 classes, so they fill up quick.
So we've been talking about the difference in the programs. There's really traditional plans and there's asset-based. I break the asset-based plans into hybrid or asset-based in the sense plans. The hybrid plan to me is going to be something that we pay in over time. So it's going to have some of the features like a traditional that might be 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, or even a continuous pay. But a hybrid is still going to have the asset base features in the sense it's going to pay you back whether you use it or not.
Yeah, that return of premium.
Yeah, and versus, again, the traditional works like your homeowner's insurance. You just set the plan up and you continue to write the premiums and you just go. And I actually have one of each. I have a traditional plan and I have an asset-based plan now. And the thing about my asset-based plan is it'll be paid up in 10 years. So my traditional plan, you know, I'm debating. I'm probably going to let that go. They're continuing, the rumor has it, to raise rates. If they do raise my rates, I have an option to get out of that and still preserve the premiums I've paid in there to use down the road. But the thing that scares me about my traditional plan is, you know, I could be paying on that for 45, 50 years. And also the flaw with that, what happens if I, you know, I'm 92 and I haven't triggered a claim, I'm getting this bill and I decide I don't need it anymore. I'm not making the best decisions,
just
right?
Let it
you can walk away with that. So that's what's nice about these limited pay and these asset-based plans. And it really makes a big difference for me is having a paid-up plan at some point. And this week, our client of the week, this is where we spend a little bit of time going over how we set up a plan for our clients and why we went this route. And this week, we worked with Peter and Amy. Peter is 66 years old. Amy is 64. Quite frankly, Peter just point blank told me they never thought about long-term care as they were told they had enough money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a nice estate. They had lots of different assets. And he says, you know, I just never even thought about it. But he stumbled on a radio program and they actually came to a class. And they also have a family member going through it. And so what they've realized that there are some benefits to having a long-term care plan because they're watching their family member go through it and they have long-term care insurance and they're seeing, you know, it's not all about money. That's what I say in my class. It's not your money that's staying up late at night trying to figure out how to get you the care, right? It's not your money that's going to buckle from trying to be the caregiver. I mean, that's what your family does. So there's a lot of other ancillary benefits that Peter really saw watching this family member go through this. And also with these new asset-based plans, you know, Peter's just looking at saying, look, why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah.
Right? I don't have all my money in the stock market. I have some money that's not really earning a lot of money, period, he goes, but that's my rainy day fund. He goes, why wouldn't I leverage that up and get the tax benefits and get the leverage just for the long-term care insurance itself and all that help, the access.
And protect the rest of his assets. He said, I can just set this aside and then protect the rest of my assets.
Yeah. And so, and the other thing is, I don't care how wealthy you are. A lot of people are sitting there in the back of their mind thinking, do I really have enough money?
Or how much of my own money do I really want to spend?
Or what happens if the stock market crashes? Will I have enough money for that? Or what asset am I going to have to sell? So those are all some of the issues that we struggle with. But anyway, Peter came in. And so we started talking about, we looked at their assets. He had a good portfolio. He had a mix of retirement accounts. He had some rental income coming in. He had some investments, cash, savings, and they were actually in pretty good shape. So we started talking about this, said, what would you do? What would you do here? And how come you have this money sitting over here? It's not getting a big return. He goes, well, it's kind of my safety money, right? In case the stock market goes down. And so we started having this meaningful discussion. And what it really boiled down for Peter and Amy is they just said, look, we want a plan that's going to give us a meaningful benefit, but we don't want to have payments. We just want to have it done. We want to move some money from one bucket and put it in another bucket. And that's what they got out of our shows and our class. So I said, sure, we can do that. So this is what we did for them. They came in and we took a single deposit of $269,000. And that's it. Just one check. Deposited with the insurance company. What that did for them is it provided each of them with $8,000 a month of income. So that is $96,000 a year of income.
Per person.
Mm-hmm. Now, we settled on that amount, quite frankly, because Peter and Amy, neither one of them are taking Social Security. And they're going to hold off until they're 70 because they're going to get there. They don't need that money, quite frankly. So they're sitting there saying, well, we would have that money going in and Social Security is going to increase with inflation. So that's going to give us X amount of money. And then we figure if we have another $96,000, basically $100,000 a year to count on, that should really be a good, meaningful plan. That's how they looked at the plan. And I said, great, we can do that. So they're each going to get $96,000 a year for a lifetime benefit, which again means they will never run out of long-term care benefits. They're going to continue to get this if they're on claim. Peter goes on claim for 6 years. He has zero effect on the policy for Amy. Amy could come on claim for another 10 years. They will have unlimited amount of long-term care. But let's look at the other side of the coin. What happens if they get lucky? They never use long-term care. Remember, win, lose, or draw. Here's the deal. That $269,000 turns into a $400,000 return to the estate. That's that return premium.
And it's tax-free.
It's tax-free. So remember, I say it on these linked benefits, the IRS is saying we're either linking long-term care insurance with a life insurance policy or we're linking it with an annuity. Well, in this case, if we're healthy enough, we want that long-term care insurance bucket, basically, because what that does is it returns that money back tax-free. They put $269 in it today. They go out and they get hit by the King County bus tomorrow. They've got $400,000 tax-free. If it's a savings-based plan or annuity-based plan, that $269 would have to grow over time based on interest rates, and then you would end up paying tax on the gain.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tax on this gain. That $400 comes back. And here's the beauty of this plan. If they go out 20 years, that $269 to $400,000, that's a 2% return on your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of you are saying big whoopee, but folks, look what the bond market's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a 30-year treasury for about 3% right now, and then you're paying some guy a percent to manage your money. I mean, this is actually not a bad return on their money over 20 years. And if they die sooner, it's even a better return. But the point is, the money isn't just idle money. $269 in ends up to be $400 guaranteed back to the estate. And when we say guaranteed, that means what happens if they go on claim and they use $100,000 of long-term care and that's it? Well, the difference goes back to the estate. That's right. So it could be a combination. It could be all death benefit, tax-free. It could be all long-term care that's coming out, or it could be a combination of the two. But here's the thing. Once I use $400,000 of long-term care, I used up that death benefit. IRS says, fine, death benefit's gone. But that's where that continuation of benefits rider continues to pay $96,000 a year for life to each person for as long as they need it. Folks, that's the insurance. That's the guarantee. That's why we put these plans in place. So I just absolutely love these plans. I mean, because again, you look at it, this is for somebody that wanted a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to last week's show, you're going to see somebody that we did, a younger couple that wanted to do a similar plan, but they made 10 guaranteed level payments. So we have a lot of these different options. Or if they were still working and they had access to business income, we might take this and carve off a part of that and say, let's do a smaller deposit in 10 payments so you could deduct those payments. But in this case, they had the cash reserve sitting there. If it's a retirement account, I can do this out of a retirement account and I can spread the taxes out over 20 years. There's just a lot of wonderful ways that we can set these funds up. But folks, here's the bottom line. All these guys did, I mean, all Pete did and Amy did is they took $269,000 out of one pocket, they stuck it in another pocket. But before they did that, they put a bunch of features and benefits on that. And let's go down the road here, 20 years down the road. What if they don't, something comes up and they need their money back? Their $269 is guaranteed to be worth $303,000 of cash value. So again, you're not walking away from that money, win, lose, or draw. Why wouldn't you do this? If you have assets sitting on the side, you want this plan because not only do you have the tax-free benefits coming in, you have access to the claims manager, the concierge service, the people with the skills, the people with the knowledge on the other side of that phone. That's right.
Advocates to help your family.
Your family's not trying to figure out how to manage your care. They're going to have the team of professionals that come with this. So we're going to head into our final break, and stick around because when we get back, I got a question of the week from Michael down in Federal Way. So we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management, a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure. Just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back. We are back in the studio again. We are 525 Advisors. If you just tuned in, we are long-term care planning specialists. My name is Brian Ott, and alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our case manager.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and we come in and do a show every week, and then we also do the classes. And it's kind of what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks. If you missed last week's show again, you can get that on the podcast. Just go to 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on our homepage. But really, the whole idea is to educate yourself, number one. Find out what is long-term care. I think the basics, people don't take time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we get two clients. We always talk about this. We get the clients that are living through it with a family member, and they're pretty smart, right?
Yep.
They come in, they're like, holy cow.
It's time to get covered.
And then client number two that we get that shows up is a client we can't help. They've just been diagnosed with something. They've been, you know, Parkinson's disease, or they've got kidney cancer, or they got something that's coming up, autoimmune disease. They got a balance issue. And now all of a sudden, it's like, guess what? The house is on fire. You're probably going to spend years needing assistance, and we can't get that insurance plan put in place.
Yeah, because you waited too long. But the biggest thing, I mean, with this show and our classes, I mean, we want you to know that this is, things have changed. There are so many new developments in long-term care industry now, and the point is that you're in control of the plan that you want.
Yeah.
You can choose. I want this amount of monthly benefit. I want to be able to stay here when I get in a long-term care situation. So I really want to get long-term care insurance. You can choose how to pay for that long-term care plan. That's why we do these client of the weeks and show you those examples, is because you need to know that you're in control of designing a plan, and they're all different. They're all unique.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people want somebody to just tell them what they need. And folks, it just doesn't work that way. And it's like, you know, I heard an attorney say this, and it just still makes my blood boil. He was saying, look, if you don't have enough long-term care insurance to pay the full cost of a nursing home, then why bother? What does it matter? And I'm like, well, Folks, that's such an uneducated approach. Number one, the vast majority of people that have long-term care insurance never end up in a nursing home. That's the whole idea of having it. Number two, if you're looking at long-term care, is not a nursing home setting. Long-term care, the vast majority of people, 3 out of 4 people, start out in their own home. It's the help that we're providing mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, our uncles, whatever it is. We are providing that custodial care. And so when you design a plan, like what Madeline was saying, is focus on what am I going to benefit from? What do I want to risk? And if your plan says, hey, you can have an extra $2,000 a month and you end up in a long-term care situation, guess what? You've got $2,000 a month that you didn't have otherwise. It's going to preserve your assets. If it's $4,000, if it's $5,000, and what we're talking about, what if I'm spending $6,000 and I've got a $4,000 plan? Well, I've got a 75% discount on my plan, right? It's like, I'm pretty happy with that. I'll take that on the cost of the care. And so the idea is that there's not a finite answer to going out and buying long-term care insurance and just saying, oh, I'm going to buy this plan, I'm covered, I don't have to worry about it. What we're really trying to say is, like, put a plan in place that's going to mitigate some of that risk to you and your family. You might be willing to accept more risk because you have a closer-knit family, or you might be that person that says, I don't have kids, I've got a nice nest egg, but I don't want to burn through all that and end up a ward of the state and end up on Medicaid, so I want a lifetime benefit with a higher monthly benefit and a good inflation growth. It's up to you. And our process is to educate you. You've done the first step, listening to the radio show. Second step is go to our website, come to a class, whatever it is, whatever easier for you. But just start learning about the subject matter and then come down and sit with us. And we're going to design a plan for you. It's not about selling you a plan. Mm-mm. It's designing a plan that's going to work with you. And every single one is different.
Exactly.
So when you go to our website, you'll see we have a couple classes coming up. Again, the next Saturday is our next class. That's our basic long-term care planning class. That's a 9 a.m. start. Again, we get you in, get you out. You'll be out back on the street by 11. But we're going to stick around. We answer questions at that. That's a free class Saturday, May 18th. The next class is an asset-based class. That's going to be Monday, May 20th. And again, that's a 10 a.m. kickoff. And the big difference is bring your own coffee on Saturday, because the restaurant in our building is closed on Saturday, but it is open on Monday. But again, both of the classes are just really designed to let you come in and learn in a nice, relaxed way. You don't get to sign up for anything. You just have to sign up for the class. And that's on our website, again, at 525longtermcare.com. Now, right underneath that, you're going to see our long-term care question of the week, a radio submission. Just go click on that button. It'll pop up a screen and you can send us a question. And what we do is we actually pick through those. We read them and we bring them on the air. And this week we got a question that comes from Michael down in Federal Way. And Michael says, are there any tax advantages to having a long-term care insurance plan?
Gosh, there's like several.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
From different perspectives.
It's such a great question. And both on the front and the back, Michael. So here's what we mean. Number one, all long-term care insurance, when I go on claim, all of it under 7702B, that's the IRS tax code, that makes those benefits tax-free, meaning they don't affect my adjusted gross income. I don't pay any tax on them. I don't have to claim as income. So that's different. If I've got $6,000 a month come from the long-term care insurance, that's tax-free money to me. If I have $6,000 coming out of my retirement account, well, I probably had to pull out $8,000 because I've got to pay $2,000 of tax every month on that withdrawal, because I've got to count that $8,000 as income. It pushes my adjusted gross income up. It also pushes my cost of Medicare up. Off you go. So yes, on that side, it's always tax-free. That's the benefit. But here's what really piqued me about this question, and I wanted to pull it on the air, Michael, is because this is what a lot of people miss. When I go into the design process and I'm talking to you on the phone, I mean, I'm asking you questions like, do you have any self-employment income? No. Mm-hmm. Do you have any K-1 income? No. Do you have any...
Do you
have a health savings account? And what I'm looking for on that is, are there any ways to deduct the premium on the front end? If I'm a C corporation, I can set up a traditional plan and write off 100% of the premium. I'm not limited to the IRS limits based on age. If I'm a S corporation or a partnership or sole proprietor, I can still deduct a certain amount per person every year based on age. So it could be $1,500 a year. It could be $5,000 a year. It just depends on what your age is and the type of business you have. You can make a deduction there. And also, health savings accounts, we can treat these premiums or part of the premiums on the asset base. We can treat part of those as a medical insurance deduction. And again, you can pay that out of a health savings account. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of people that will come in, like our client of the week, that's a one and done. A lot of people will come in and say, I want that plan. But then I'll look at them and say, hey, what's this 1120 here? It's like, oh, well, we have a partnership set up, or we have LLC income or something. I'm like, let's carve part of that premium off, because now your tax rate's 25%. You're essentially going to get a 25% deduction on that part of the premium, which is going to make it less expensive for you to have to basically set up a plan.
Exactly.
So there's lots of things we can do on the tax side. And I think that's just one thing to keep in mind, is that we've got so many options on how to fund these plans. We have IRAs. If you're using retirement accounts, yeah, let's use a lump sum and get you that lump sum discount, but let's spread those taxes out over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a tax-free benefit, but what it does is it allows you to spread those taxes out and allows you to count those distributions as required minimum distributions for your basically every year as you get them.
Yeah, which we actually have a lot of clients like nearing their 70s or in their 70s that we almost do an RMD strategy in setting up their plan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just part of it as well.
Yeah. So, again, great question. Michael just wanted to know, are there tax advantages? Absolutely. On the front end and on the back end, if the plans are designed right, if they're always tax-free benefits when I turn that claim on. But on the front end, it's like, yeah, absolutely. The way I've set my plan up is so I can get maximum tax deductions on that as myself. And so that's what we like to do. And it's the only insurance we can do that on.
Yeah.
If I deduct premiums on life insurance, then that benefit's taxable to me. If I deduct the premiums on disability insurance, it's taxable to me as the person receiving that benefit, but not on long-term care insurance. Companies can write them off. And for you business owners out there, anybody that has a C corporation, you can do executive carve out, right? So we don't have to have all the employees covered with long-term care. You can have the 2, 3, 4 owners, set them up on a long-term care plan. We can put a 10-pay traditional. You can write off 100% of the premiums. We can do that for you, and we can show you how to set some of these plans up. So again, just a lot of unique ways, and that's where I just love this business. I sat down with you, and number one, we're going to figure out what your benefit is, what you want. Number two is going to be, how do we get that plan funded? What's the most efficient way to do that? And that's one of the big things that everybody wants to really stop and give a second look to, as opposed to just writing a check every month.
Well, and that is why we are independent specialists in this. You know, we could do lots of other things with our business in terms of, you know, other financial services. But long-term care insurance is such a somewhat complicated decision. So it takes a lot of knowledge in that arena. And so we spend our time just really focusing on all of the programs and the best ways to design them.
Yeah, and that's such a valid point. And what Madeline's saying on that is, what we're going to set down, a lot of people are always surprised because they'll say, well, I got a quote from somebody else, but they didn't ask me any of these questions. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we're going to ask you some very specific questions, because what I want to know is, number one, you know, tell me about your family, how you're structured. You have a business. Great. Let's figure this out. What's the most efficient way to fund this plan? Because if I've got a long-term care plan, number one, the idea is that I've got protection now for the rest of my estate.
Mm-hmm.
I could have a great estate plan, but all of a sudden I end up in an extended healthcare situation. Guess what? Now I've got to start pulling money out of that estate to pay for the long-term care. The government doesn't care if you got $100 million or you got $100,000. You are going to fund your own long-term care until you run out of money. And they don't care that you got to pay taxes on it. Like right now, technically, yes, you can deduct costs over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. It used to be 10%. But the point is, it's still pushing up your adjusted gross income when I'm using an asset, when I'm selling off assets, or whether I'm using retirement accounts. So again, just lots of great ways to set these plans up and fund them. And if you missed the show, again, it's on our podcast. You can go to 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. While you're there, sign up for one of our classes. Again, next Saturday, the 18th, 9 a.m. kickoff. The following Monday, May 20th, is going to be our asset-based class only. And again, the descriptions and the directions are right there on our homepage. And you can learn a lot more on our website as well, too. So,
yeah, take a look at the reviews on our website at the top-rated local badge.
That's a great point.
Click on that.
That's a great point. And there's examples and all kinds of stuff there. So we're going to wrap up this week's show. And again, thanks for everybody for tuning in. And if you have any questions, you can reach us on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back next week with another show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.